तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
Without English, it's harder to get a job, it's harder to integrate into a person's local community, and harder to participate in Australia's democracy. Only 13% of those with no English skills are in work today, compared to 62% of those who speak English well. Migrants with no English skills are also more vulnerable to fall victim to foreign interference and misinformation, and will likely find it harder to seek help if they are a victim of family violence or exploitation.
अध्यागमन शिक्षा संशोधन अर्थात् इमिग्रेसन एजुकेशन अमेन्डमेन्ट विधेयक 2020 प्रस्तुत गर्दै ती थिए कार्यवाहक अध्यागमन मन्त्री एलेन टज। यस विधेयकले सन् 2071 अध्यागमन शिक्षा संशोधनमा परिवर्तन ल्याउँदै अस्ट्रेलियाका आप्रवासीहरूलाई अझै अधिक संख्यामा निशुल्क अङ्ग्रेजी भाषाको तालिम पहुँच गर्न मद्दत गर्नेछ। सन् 2016 जनगणनामा 8,20,000 मानिसहरूलाई राम्ररी या फिटिक्कै अङ्ग्रेजी बोल्न नआउने तथ्याङ्क रहेको मन्त्री टजले बताए। तीमध्ये आधा जनसङ्ख्या काम गर्ने उमेरका मानिसहरू थिए। अनुसन्धानले कतिपय आप्रवासीहरूलाई सामान्य बोलीचालीका लागि चाहिने अङ्ग्रेजी भाषा सिक्नका लागि तोकिएको 510 घण्टा पर्याप्त नहुने देखाएको थियो। त्यसैले स्वीकार्य स्तरको अङ्ग्रेजी आउनका लागि मानिसहरूलाई धेरै समय लाग्ने गरेकाले यस योजना अघि सारिएको टच
बताउँछन्। By allowing certain visa holders with low level of English proficiency who are in or have already entered Australia the opportunity to re-engage in language learning. And this recognises that migrants often have a number of competing settlement priorities when they first arrive in Australia, including work, accommodation and family commitments. And this amendment will provide a strong message regarding the importance of learning the national language and the level of support that the government is committed to provide to do this.
आप्रवासी तथा शरणार्थीहरूलाई बसोबास र आप्रवासन सम्बन्धी सेवा दिँदै आएको संस्था एम्स अस्ट्रेलियाले यस विधेयकको समर्थन गरेको छ। यस नयाँ योजनाले अङ्ग्रेजी भाषा सिक्नेहरूका लागि तालिमको थालनी र समाप्तिको समय सीमा हटाउने भएकाले उनीहरूलाई आफ्नै उचित समयमा कक्षामा भाग लिने सुविधा प्रदान गर्ने उक्त संस्थाकी प्रमुख कार्यकारी अधिकृत क्याथ स्कार्थले बताइन्।
Lots of people who get to the end of their hours and don't have adequate levels of English for potentially the job that they might want to do are certainly frustrated and would like to continue. But I suppose for many learners, sort of other settlement things like life and work and so on get in the way anyway. And so this is one of those times where it's really important that we kind of let people know that there is now unlimited hours for them to keep learning.
त्यस्तै हालै अस्ट्रेलिया बाहिर रही स्थायी भिजाको आवेदन पेश गरेका या स्थायी भिजा प्राप्त गरेकाहरूले पनि अङ्ग्रेजी कक्षाहरू लिन मिल्ने सुविधा रहेको मन्त्री टजले बताए।
Currently this discretion only applies to people outside Australia who have applied for a permanent visa. It does not include people who have been granted a permanent visa or persons who have applied for or been granted a temporary visa. And this amendment will ensure that tuition options can be developed in the future for the delivery of English courses to people who are overseas, including after their visas have been granted, in preparation for their migration to Australia.
अस्ट्रेलियाको जातीय समुदाय परिषदहरूको सङ्घ अर्थात् फेडरेसन अफ एथनिक कम्युनिटिज काउन्सिल्स अफ अस्ट्रेलिया फेकाका अनुसार यी संशोधनले आप्रवासीहरूलाई अस्ट्रेलियामा बसोबास गर्न र काम गर्नका लागि अङ्ग्रेजी भाषाको महत्त्वलाई पनि दर्शाएको छ। फेकाका अध्यक्ष मेरी पेटेटसोस:
In addition to that, there's a recognition that it's not easy, and so the minister is accepting that some variety of methods is going to make it easier for people. So online availability, lifting the time restrictions so you can do it over a greater length of time is really important. And I think in his media release, the recognition of women and the role that they have as carers, and of course men who care for children and older people, so carers' responsibility is being recognised as something that would
आउँदो सन् 2021 सालको अन्त्यदेखि अङ्ग्रेजी भाषा नजानेका नयाँ पार्टनर भिजा आवेदकहरूले अङ्ग्रेजी सिक्नका लागि व्यावहारिक कदमहरू चालेको सुनिश्चित गर्नुपर्ने मन्त्री टजले जोड दिए। यसका लागि नयाँ विधेयकले प्रदान गर्ने निशुल्क अङ्ग्रेजी तालिममा सहभागी हुनु नै पर्याप्त रहेको उनको भनाइ छ। त्यस्तै पहिले कुनै पनि भाषामा औपचारिक शिक्षा हासिल नगरेका मानिसहरू, जस्तै सानो उमेरदेखि शरणार्थी शिविरहरूमा हुर्किएका व्यक्तिहरूलाई भने थप सहायता प्रदान गरिनुपर्ने एम्स अस्ट्रेलियाकी स्कार्थले जोड दिइन्।
I think it is important for people to be able to learn English and have that opportunity. It helps with their employment. It obviously helps with accessing critical services, whether that's health or other social services. And I think reasonable efforts means that hopefully this isn't going to penalise people for whom learning English is particularly difficult, but demonstrating that people have accessed, I suppose, availed themselves of the opportunity of the free English that is available, then I think that's appropriate.
Like, share, recommend, SBS Nepali, Facebook, Saath Dinuhos.